This morning, Jesus and the Pharisees have an argument. The Pharisees are easily offended. Instead of putting their energy into helping people, they are putting their energy into trying to entrap Jesus and his followers. It begins with Jesus' disciples walking by fields of wheat and picking the grain and feeding themselves as they walked. The Pharisees want Jesus to scold and rebuke his disciples because it was Saturday, the Sabbath, Shabbat, the Jewish day of rest. Jesus reminds the Pharisees that even King David and his men eat the showbread at the temple, sacramental bread, to feed themselves because they were hungry. And the priests that guarded the temple did not rebuke them, but cared for these men who were hungry. Their bread was put to good use. Jesus beautifully sums up the spirit of this law, the Sabbath day, what we call the third commandment. God gives his people a day off during the week as a gift. The Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. This commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, is a reminder of God's redemption, his buying his people out of slavery, and his preservation of their lives through the wilderness, giving them rest from their labors, a day off from their work week. It's a gift. It was intended as a form of refreshment and to build community. In one movie that I watched with Ben Kingsley as Moses, when he reads this commandment out of all the ten, the people, their faces light up. They look relieved because they know that it is a gift. How many days off do you suppose Pharaoh, the emperor, and slave master of Egypt gave to the people of Israel? All those 400 years. That's right, none. God gave them a day to remember his goodness toward them when he delivered them from bondage and the house of slavery and to rest from the work week. It was meant to reinvigorate his people. The Pharisees plot to see if Jesus will heal a man with a disabled hand when he enters the synagogue. And when Jesus does heal him, they accuse him of breaking the law of the Sabbath because, again, it was a Saturday. And Jesus, I think, with dark humor, says, is it lawful to do good or to do bad, to heal or to kill? Their hardness of heart grieves Jesus. It makes Jesus sad that they twist and pervert the word of God. And you'll remember that the hardness of heart was the way God described that slave master, Pharaoh, who hardened his heart each time God asked for his people to be let go of their slavery. It grieves God, it saddens God when we are so petty and so narrow-minded in our interpretation of his word. It's a sad thing when our hearts become calloused toward one another, when we care more about the letter of the law than we do the spirit of the law. When we're concerned about policies, rules, procedures, more so than we are people. That's a sad thing. And so Jesus is grieved. the Pharisees are guilty of making a holiday into a burden. Time off into time served. They put more energy into discrediting Jesus and trying to entrap him than they do trying to love and serve their neighbor. They lose sight of the fact that the Sabbath day, rest, is a gift. They even use that poor man with a withered hand as a pawn to get at Jesus rather than to help him out. The real tragic thing is when we too put up obstacles before people so that they don't experience the grace and gifts of God. And we do so by our own pettiness and our own narrowness. God has not called us to police the world as the Pharisees seem to be doing here. It's not our job to find fault and our neighbor. If those around us see that we care more about being right than we do helping others, serving and loving our neighbor, they will not be drawn to Christ, certainly not through us. Pride and self-righteousness are killers. It kills ministry, as well as the spirits of those around us. The Sabbath day was not given so that we would be bound and restricted one day a week. It was given to free us, to liberate us, to enjoy life, to enjoy one another, to enjoy God, to celebrate his gifts, and to find our rest in him and our rest with one another. Because of the life and ministry of Jesus, this one commandment of 10 changed dramatically because of Jesus. Because salvation is no longer defined by the Israelites being emancipated from slavery in Egypt. Salvation is now for all tribes, nations, tongues, and peoples. It's freedom for all people from death, sin, and all evil. That's why the apostles immediately began to gather on the first day of the week, on Sunday. Sunday is the day Jesus rose again from the dead. It's the day he triumphed for us and liberated us and delivered us. It's the day God answered our prayers to let his people go. It is now our day of emancipation and liberation. And Jesus reminds us, quite winsomely, that it's not a day of rules, policies, and restrictions. It is a celebration of the gospel, what Christ did for us through his life, death, and resurrection. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Scripture says. This day was made for you and for me. It shouldn't be a downer. It should be a lifter. Today we find our rest in the work of God that he's done for us. He's at work, busy, working hard so that we would find our rest in him. This is the day that we too glean the fruit of the gospel as we walk together, as we journey together. For we do not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We feed our hungry souls with the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Jesus himself. We leave here reinvigorated by the forgiveness and assurance of eternal life. This is the day God has made to heal our withered and wearied souls not to find fault in one another. Here we find our shalom, our peace, our Shabbat, our rest, and our wholeness in God. We are here to encourage one another, to pray, and to serve. We don't have to be here. We get to be here. It's a privilege and a joy to gather today and find our strength and joy for the week ahead. Blessed Sabbath day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.